Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Jamal with a stroke of genius.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And again, this is Birds at the Rodeo podcast, episode 12 at this point.
A dozen, right?
We got a lot to get into today. Not necessarily about Dallas and sense of prospects on this season, but you know, just what transpired Monday night. Rumors happening around, swirling around Dallas and the coaching gig. I'm sure you saw some of them. Obviously, Philly played a big divisional game against Washington. We'll dive deep into that. And you know, there's a lot going on in the league, man. In terms of New York, there's turmoil in New York right now for football. All across that great state. And so somebody is up for the Hall of Fame who I think is absolutely undeserving of it. We will dive deeper into that in a little bit. But, hey, man, how you doing, man?
Doing all right.
You doing all right?
Can't complain. Trying to, you know, advance monetarily outside in my personal life at work, you know.
Yeah.
Always, it's a rat race, guys.
It's a rat race.
You got to get to that cheese.
New day, new opportunity, man.
Exactly.
New day, new opportunity.
How about you? How you been feeling?
Honestly, I'm overcoming a cold right now. I think it's definitely allergy season. We're recording this on a Wednesday. I did not go to work Monday and Tuesday, full disclosure. So I apologize if I sound raspy. If you catch me drinking water, my throat has been like super parched for the past 3 days. So I'm fighting something, man, but I'm here. I'm alive. I'm blessed. And, yeah, man, let's get to it.
Well, I just want to say we're recording on Wednesday because I was dealing with, or still currently dealing with, some car issues. Got off work yesterday and came out to a big old flat tire with a nail in it.
Had a nail stuck in that thing.
But shout out to Discount Tire and their, this isn't a sponsor.
No sponsorship, but Discount Tire and
Peebus. They have their warranty program on their tires, about $45-$46. And so they're going to get a brand new tire on that thing, almost no problem. So
one of these days, Discount Tire, y'all will sponsor us. I'm speaking into existence.
There we go.
But, yeah, man, let's get straight to it, man. We'll talk about Philly first.
Okay, go for it.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched you guys. How are you feeling about it?
It's funny. At first, I was thinking, and you saw I put in the notes, I was like, ugly win. And then I retracted that. I won't call it an ugly win. I'll call it a slow start. You already know where I'm at with the slow starts, right? Offensively, man, we have got to figure out a way to put points on the board quicker, sooner, especially now because we have a slate of good teams we're going up against.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. I feel good. I'll tell you right now, side note, with Washington, I'm feeling nervous about them because – Jaden Daniels, he's playing hurt. He has broken ribs. He's playing hurt, right? I'm getting PTSD from RG3 days, man, because they had that man hurt, and they still trotted him out there, and look what happened.
Right.
So if I'm Washington, man, listen, this is the first of many seasons for Jaden Daniels, hopefully, bro. Y'all can punt on this season if need be, if he just needs to sit and rest, all right? Like, it's okay.
Y'all are already overachieved in most people's eyes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, y'all are good. Don't trot that man out there if he's not 100%, man, because God forbid he gets cracked in the ribs one more time, bro. Who knows? Like legit, who knows? So, just a side note on that. But, nah, man, I feel great about our defense. I think I'm confidently ready to say our defense is one of, if not the best defenses in the NFL, if I'm being honest. Offensively, you know, Saquon Barkley is amazing. I mean, you can't say enough great things about the guy. He's it's crazy to say this, right? Because we got AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, everybody on the field. Saquon Barkley is the best player on our team.
Oh yeah,
right. Like that's. I mean, it's just it's. Hey, thank you, New York. All right, I'm gonna keep saying it. I might mess around and get a shirt saying it, man. Just thank you to the Giants.
Micah actually came out on his podcast and was talking about how bad that
I
was.
I saw that. I don't
understand why that upset people.
What?
Why people? Cowboys. I saw a lot of Cowboys fans that were like mad.
He came out. Oh, that Micah said that.
Yeah, but it's the truth. As a Cowboys fan, as a divisional rival, why would the Giants let y'all just sign Saquon like that? That is actively hurting his team, our team, their team. It's not like he wasn't speaking up for the Giants or like speaking highly of the Eagles. That's coming from a Cowboys perspective. Like we don't want. How did y'all let that happen?
Right. No, I think. If anything, I wonder. I mean, is that the direction you felt like they were angry at, or do you feel like more so they're mad about the fact that, and I'm not saying I am, but you know, a lot of people are getting on Micah about like even doing the podcast in the midst of a horrible season and all this and that. Like,
I literally saw people saying like, stop. Trying to think of a substitute word.
Stop fudging podcasting.
No. Stop. Meat riding the Eagles.
I had somebody send me earlier today. They was like, oh, Micah wants to come to the Eagles so bad, and I was like,
he's quite literally said the exact opposite.
Right,
he's talked about how he grew up a Cowboys fan, how on draft day he wanted it to be the Cowboys, cried when he got drafted.
Yeah,
and since he's been drafted, he's like never said, oh, I would never play for the Eagles. But his brothers came out and said they don't. Like, they grew up in Pennsylvania. They were not either. They don't like the Eagles.
Right.
Which, I mean, if you grew up a Cowboys fan, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to like us. We're not supposed to like them.
Right. And I'm going to say this right now, and this is no disrespect to Micah Parsons or anything, but, like, he's good on us. We're good on him. Like, we don't need each other. We don't need each other. I'm perfectly fine with the edge rate players we got.
And Micah, I'll tell you this right now. If you want one way to be dead to me, you go put that green jersey on.
Come to Philly. No, I don't anticipate that happening anytime soon. So everybody can hush up with that chatter. But getting back to the game, honestly, it's funny because, like, Jalen Hurts, he's had a good season. He hasn't played his best ball, and that's what everybody keeps talking about. And it's like, well, here's the difference between like last year and this year. This year, he's not playing his best ball, and we have second. We have a top three running back in the league,
right?
And we have a closer in Saquon Barkley, right? So that takes pressure off of Jalen Hurts. Another thing too is it's like, well, you know what, like. AJ Brown, it's funny. AJ Brown, like, he's not having like the best season. He also missed three games, right? Devontae Smith, like, you know, he's doing his thing for the most part. Dallas Goedert, all in all, like, we're still figuring it out offensively, like, a little bit, right? Just in terms of balancing the pass game with the run game. Mm-hmm. And I mean, dude, hey, we're 9-10 games into the season, and if we're still like humming along and we obviously have the run game going and Saquon Barkley is having an all-pro MVP season, then I have no choice but to feel like we're going to figure it out offensively with the passing game. I feel like Jalen Hurts will slowly but surely start to get into a groove. I will say, like I said, we got a tough slate of games coming up. We got the Rams and the Ravens back-to-back. So those are going to be two tough games for us. Honestly, all in all, I mean, adversity struck for us,
mm-hmm.
and we answered the call, you know. I've been the first to say, like, yeah, I love the fact that we respond to adversity. I'd like it if we didn't have to all the time, but, you know, that's where we're at. You always want to be able to respond rather than to wilt under adversity. So honestly, all in all, I'm feeling pretty good. We, like I said, we got the Rams coming up, so hopefully we're locked in for that game. And you know, like I said, one game at a time, 1 week at a time, just try to go 1-0 each week.
Right. I mean, I think it definitely was a statement win for you guys. Division wins are always going to be statement wins, but when it's the other top team in the division, goes a long way. So, I mean, y'all are in the exact position y'all want to be right now.
Yep.
Just need to keep building off these wins, keep building off the things y'all are doing well.
Right.
And like you said, I'm pretty sure, like you said, you started, the only thing y'all really aren't doing well right now is starting games off.
We're just not strong. Yeah, slow starts, which you've got to fix. We've got to fix. I'm going to also say this too. Devontae Smith, he made some comments post game, and they resonated with me specifically because, you know, I've been calling for, like, we just need to play a clean, concise game all four quarters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he literally came out and said, he literally said, I'm just going to say it. Like, there's not going to be a perfect game. Like, he's like, there's never going to be a perfect game. He said, obviously, like, we're aiming to get as close to that as possible, but, like, no game is going to be perfect. And I was like, you know what? Smitty's right, man. Six is right. There is never going to be a quote unquote perfect game. For me, I guess what it really just comes down to is, like you just said, the slow starts, right? Slow starts, Jalen being indecisive sometimes or trying to force things. Just us getting in our own way, self-inflicted wounds. That's what it comes down to for me, right? Like, just self-inflicted wounds. Nick Sirianni, you know, not managing the game well. Stuff like that. That stuff can be fixed. That stuff can be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, I guess that's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm hoping gets cleaned up little by little, you know, week by week. But, you know, Devontae Smith is right, man. There's not going to be a quote-unquote perfect game. But, as he said, like, you absolutely should be trying to play clean, concise, decisive football for four quarters. And I understand how hard that is in the NFL, right? I understand that. But I do appreciate where he's coming from, and I get it. So I'm going to calm down on the, like, we need to be perfect, but we just got to clean up the self-inflicted wounds in the end for me personally.
No, makes sense for sure. I can agree with these. I can agree with that. You'd be very hard pressed to see a game where all four quarters, everything just goes perfectly.
Right.
So it's kind of, he's basically kind of saying, like,
relax.
Yeah. Whatever your expectations, we're winning games. We're playing well for the majority of the game.
Right.
So just, you know, take that with a grain of salt and let us build off that.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. Now let's get to Monday night's game.
Mm-hmm. A repeat of the week before against y'all, just two completely separate games in the first half.
I didn't catch most of the first half.
And at this point, we said before, we're actively tanking and we're losing. But
yeah, y'all are putting like third and fourth stringers in like halfway.
I will say, people were getting hurt.
Yeah, you know what you said last week about like just pulling guys now. Yeah. It's looking like that needs to happen.
Absolutely. Because we're dealing – our best players that we still have left.
Yeah.
Overshown got hurt against y'all at the end of the game. Yep. Tyler Smith got hurt at the end of this game. Mm-hmm. Zach Martin got hurt at the end of this game.
Dude, let me ask you about him. Is he – like, you? Did you see that sack he gave up?
Oh, I said before – earlier, like, in one of our episodes.
You think he's done? Like, he's going to retire.
I think this was his last season anyway, but
– Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He had definitely regressed
that
this year.
That was bad. I've never seen Zach Martin walk like that.
This has been his worst season as an NFL player.
And so, what do you think is more likely? Do you think he retires, or do you think he leaves Dallas?
I think he retires.
Yeah, he looks like he needs to retire.
Tyron Smith should have retired before leaving Dallas. I think he's given up one of the most sacks of left tackles this season.
We'll get into the Jets later.
Because New York and football is definitely on the docket. But back to the Cowboys. Yeah, completely different game. But like I said, we are tanking, so I do want to lose. But with the biggest frustration coming from that game is how well the defense played in the first half. Mm-hmm. How well the defense has played in the first half of both games, honestly, because where was that defense when we did have a good, when we had a quarterback and an offense that offense wasn't the best, but it's better than it was. I think if we got that type of defensive performance in the first half while Dak was our quarterback, we win. We have an infinite better chance of winning those games. I think in the Eagles game, I think with the turnovers we were able, like I said before, with the if we had the exact same outcomes but Dak playing, it would have been a completely different game. And I just wish that we could have got the chance to see that. I mean, if you look at the Steelers game, it was a game our defense played a lot better in, a lot against a team that showed to be pretty well. Now I will say they've looked better with Russell Wilson than Justin Fields, but they were not a losing. They'd only lost one game. They
weren't a bad football team.
They've lost three games all season. I think two of those were with Justin Fields. One's been with Russ.
Yeah.
So it's like they were still a good team, and then their defense, our offense. Their defense has been a great team, and our offense was able to show what we could do if our defense was able to get stops, create turnovers, keep us in the game.
Right.
And we just did not see that throughout the rest of the season. And now when the season is over, nothing to really play for, they're showing that. Like, what happened? I will say there were a lot of injuries. Micah was gone, DeMarcus was gone, but Micah's really the only one who's came. We're still dealing with just as many injuries besides Micah, which, I mean, obviously he's our best defensive player, so that's saying a lot. But
it's going to be De'Ron Bland ain't going to play a snap this year.
Yeah, to keep him out, I think we need to keep Overshown on ice. Don't play Micah too hard. Like I get a lot of these guys want to play for stats because I was thinking
contracts and incentives and stuff.
Stats like that, but we just do whatever y'all can to not get injured going into next season and just build from there. And I think that we just, obviously the tank is in full in full force, and we just need a complete overhaul. We need our coaching staff, both sides gone.
So I was about to ask, like, the way you're talking, like, do you want Mike Zimmer to come back now?
No. Okay. Oh, absolutely not. No. Because he had his chance to prove it and show a defense.
Yep.
Like, if our defense was kind of, like, showed this before, maybe. But now it's too late. I don't know what you did to, like, get that out of the defense in the first half that you did, but it's too late now.
Right.
So, complete overall on the coaching side. And then keep just hoping that draft pick gets better and better. And I want to get a top pick to get more draft capital. I think there's plenty of players in the draft that there's nobody in the draft that we have to use a top pick. Like, we have to get this guy.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of guys throughout the round of the draft to where we'll be fine if we use that pick to, like, get more capital, if that makes sense. So.
I hear you. Now, obviously, you saw in the fourth quarter, frustration was starting to boil over. It seemed like the Cowboys and the Texans too, like they didn't want to play football no more. They wanted to scrap. What do you say on that? Do you feel like, because to me personally, I feel like in the end that was just the Cowboys, just like they are so the players that is right. They're just so like done with the season and they're so upset about how things played out that they're just gonna haul off on anybody at this point. Would you feel like that too or?
No, I feel like that was just –
You felt like that was just an in-game moment?
Yeah. There was a lot of in-game moments. I know that with
both teams. They was looking sad on the sideline, though, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, CD looks, like, done. Like, I mean, like, mentally checked out.
I feel like playing with Cooper Rush will do that to you.
Yeah, no. See, it's funny because, like, God. I mean, you're probably not going to win a game. I mean, maybe you can win a game with Cooper Rush, but, like – I mean, he was throwing a lot in the dirt, man.
Oh, yeah. I think going forward, the only games we have.
Because y'all play Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, we play. No. We don't play Jacksonville. We play the Giants on Thanksgiving, and then we play the Panthers.
That's what
we have on our roster. Those are on our schedule. Those are the only two games I think we have a chance of winning.
Golly.
And even those, I think we have just as much chance of losing.
The Panthers have
won their last two.
Bryce Young is looking decent.
We're going to get to it.
He's looking decent.
The Giants are starting Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. Is that Danny DeVito's cousin? I don't even know, bro.
No, I know, I'm joking, because that was like the big thing when he started last year.
Yeah, they're starting Tommy DeVito, bro.
Tommy Cutlets is one of his names they've given him. I mean, I don't think he's terrible. I think he's just a backup guy.
I don't like how they did, and I mean, we'll get into it in a little bit, but I understand why, because some Giants players came out and were frustrated by it, the way they did it. We'll get into that in a second, but. Let me ask something, because you know you just talked about it. Like, you want a huge sweeping overhaul in the coaching ranks in Dallas. Surely you saw the rumor mill.
Let's put that to bed. There's no chance Deion Sanders comes and coaches the Cowboys.
Now, did you see what Michael Irvin said?
I don't know why he said that. I'm like baffled, because one, the stipulation of Deion coming is we draft Shador.
Yeah,
that is impossible.
It's impossible.
There's no way even if we had the number one overall pick, there is no way we use the number one overall pick to draft Shador Sanders. Quarterback Shador Sanders when we have the highest paid quarterback with a no trade clause on our roster.
Oh, does Dak have a no trade clause?
Yes, whether you want Dak or not, he is not going anywhere.
Now let me ask you this, because Jerry Jones is responsible for, like, one of the craziest trades to happen in NFL history, you know, back then, the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah.
So let's just go down this rabbit hole real quick. Let's say the Cowboys were to draft Shador and they trade Dak. I don't even know where, right? It had to be to the Raiders or the Giants or whoever, right? A quarterback needy team. You draft Shador, you trade Dak. And you get, like, you have the first, let's say you have y'all's number one overall pick. Let's say y'all get, like, the third or fourth pick. You have that pick, and then you also pick up whatever team's pick that you just trade Dak to. Like, do you honestly, like, not see a scenario in which that could even be likely, like, at all?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Dak is not, he can't get traded.
Unless he wants to be traded.
Like, it's one of those things where it's so improbable, it's impossible. There's no team Dak would waive his trade, his no trade.
You don't think so for real?
No. Why would he? He wouldn't be going to a better team, and he wouldn't be going to a more profitable team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you may feel like you need a fresh start. I'm not saying Dak feels like that. I don't know. You just never know, man. Players want to leave teams for a lot of reasons.
I think there's no way that happens. Like I said, it's so improbable that it is impossible, because obviously anything is possible.
Yeah.
But on top of that, Deion Sanders has been very public about not wanting to coach in the NFL, very public about wanting to stay at Colorado. So I don't know.
You think Playmaker was just talking out the side of his neck with that one?
I'm actually a bit disappointed in him as a as a sports analyst. I think he's a player who does he's obviously at this point become a character of himself as a Cowboys fan on the broadcast. But I still think with what he does, he respects his integrity in the sense that he has an ear to the Cowboys.
Right.
So to say this, knowing it has no chance, is just like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Nick's ex-nay on the Deion Sanders to Dallas land.
Absolutely no chance. Not to mention, another thing is Deion Sanders loves, like, that one thing that, because we've talked about how, like, Jerry has his hand in it. You're not going to get complete full. Mm-mm. He has a say in things that go on.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely.
Somebody like Deion isn't going to come play. It's different to play for him in that sense. But he's not going to come and make him be his boss.
He don't share that with nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
And with that being said, I also feel like, because, you know, the other name that came out was Bill Belichick.
I don't think that would work either.
I don't think so either, because of what you just said.
I do think Bill Belichick would be one of the only people that Jerry would
hire.
Not that he would hire, that he would release the rank. He didn't step back.
You think Jerry would actually step back
a bit? He would be in terms.
That'd be a sight to see.
I don't think.
I don't think
Bill Belichick would be hired.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Arguably one of the greatest coaches ever, right? Riding off 6 Super Bowl wins.
Exactly.
That makes sense to take a step back and let that guy, I mean, a little bit. Bill Belichick's, you know, end of the tenure in New England. That was weird what he was doing there, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Hiring Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator, that's crazy. But I digress.
One more narrative I want to put to rest.
What else are they saying?
Cowboys fans, please, I am begging you, stop asking why we have not seen Trey Lance play.
Oh, yeah, that's not. That's...
He sucks. There's no way you can be a career third string player. Someone who was drafted as a third-string player. No. Someone who was drafted with the third overall pick to be a starter and has been outplayed to be not a starter, not a backup, a third string on a team with Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy, who's surpassed that, so he's not that. But Sam Darnold, who before this season...
He's looking...
Also a player who was same as Trey Lance, picked high, career backup. And that's who Trey Lance lost out to in San Francisco. Now he's in Dallas. The same people who are calling for Trey Lance think Dak sucks, so he couldn't beat that guy y'all think sucks.
Right.
And Cooper Rush, y'all know he sucks and can't beat him out. He's not good. There's no upside to playing Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Neither one of him or Cooper Rush give us a chance to win games, which we don't want to do. We want to lose, so there's no... upside into playing him because he's not going to lose worse. Like, you can't, even if he loses by 50 and Cooper Rush loses by 30,
right.
Both got the L, so that's irrelevant.
Got the L.
And there's a chance, because he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
If he does not see the field, there's a slim... slim chance that somebody out there is worse at their job than Jerry is and still thinks there's some type of potential.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Niners used the third on them. The Cowboys gave up a fourth on them. There might be something there.
Joe Shane of the Giants might come calling.
But if he sees the field, that goes out of the window. If he starts multiple games, he will be out of the league next year. I don't think people realize that's how bad he is. I'm not even trying to exaggerate.
Yeah.
He's just not an NFL quarterback.
I feel like any Cowboys fans that are calling for Trey Lance, I feel like it's one of two things. One, in their mind, if Trey Lance comes in, he plays well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe y'all... And again, I'm assuming these are the same folks that are in the camp of Dak sucks and he needs to go. So if Trey Lance comes in to prove something, we can get rid of Dak, right? Or two, Trey Lance comes in because, I mean, I don't know, maybe... Maybe they genuinely just think Trey Lance is better than Cooper Rush. Again, I don't know why they would think that. No evidence suggests that. But
even if you do think that, why would you want a better quarterback, quarterback to come in a position like this?
I think people are just trying to find any hope to cling on to.
The only argument I heard that I could – it doesn't mean anything to me.
But you could rationalize it.
But I could rationalize it is it would be more exciting to see Cooper Rush lose than it would to be Trey Lance lose. Because if you watch those throws in the dirt are awful to watch. And so Trey Lance being able to run around the field and evade, avoid sacks and stuff would be more exciting.
Right.
But I don't really care about
this. Isn't Madden, man.
Yeah.
This isn't Madden.
Losing is losing. I'm just there to see if there's any bright spots for people that will be on the team next year.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, you addressed it earlier. Football in New York is in absolute turmoil right now.
And we're not even – we are talking about the Giants, but it's the Jets.
It's the Jets. When you're sleeper teams.
Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. They are not – they are a sleeping team.
Yeah, no, they just fired – former Philadelphia Eagle, Joe Douglas, GM for them.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Johnson. Did you see the reports that came out about Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, did he say he
wanted to bench him after the fourth game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, it's just – it is a joke.
Right.
In New York City for the Jets. And, I mean, you talk about the Giants. I mean
– we knew they were bad.
The Giants, yeah, they've been bad. The Giants decided to bench Daniel Jones, and they not only benched him, they slid him to the third string spot. And what's even crazier is, now I think the Giants are doing this for the same reason, or really probably the Cowboys are playing Cooper Rush, right? And I think they're playing Danny DeVito, Tommy DeVito. I think they're playing him over Drew Locke so they can get the best pick possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's happening. I don't know if you saw, but the reports came out that Giants players are upset about how that went down.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter Lawrence, all-pro D-tackle for them.
He's having an insane season.
He came out and he said Daniel Jones is QB1. Like, I don't know why. He's our best quarterback on the roster. I don't know why he's not playing.
That's the truth.
And, yeah, I guess he's the best you got. But well, like,
he's the best QB on the roster.
But yeah, right. Like, on one hand, I'm here for guys sticking up for their teammates. On the other hand, I'm like...
Well, I look at it as it's always been a notion that, like, tanking is a front office thing.
Yeah.
The players don't really agree with that.
No,
so,
no. Because, I mean, they're the ones out there putting their bodies on the line right. Every Sunday.
So, if in, like, Dexter Lawrence's case... Even if it's like sticking by your guy at the same time, he is the best quarterback on the roster. He does right. Give them the best chance to win, even if they don't have a chance to win.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. It's also like, because remember, this is also a money thing for the Giants. Because if Daniel Jones, because they can cut him after this.
Yeah.
And as long as he doesn't get hurt, they don't lose that much money financially. So, obviously, I mean, it's Russell Wilson all over again.
Just trying to protect him, make sure he doesn't get hurt.
It's literally Russell Wilson all over again. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's looking bad in Giants football right now. In Giants football and Jets football. In New York, football in New York City is not a thing right now.
Yes.
All right? The best hope they got are the Knicks. And, I mean, we'll see. Maybe the Knicks can do something.
Yeah, Yankees just went to the World Series.
Oh, you know, you're so right. Yeah, I don't watch baseball.
I don't either. I just know they were in the World Series.
I don't watch baseball. But, and you know what? No, we'll do this right now because, like, we're on the topic of New York football. Speaking of the Giants, their two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback is up for the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you point blank, in your opinion, should Eli Manning be a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Why?
He won two Super Bowls. Most people barely win one.
Is that the end of your reasoning?
Yes.
See? Oh, God. Like, oh. Here's my thing, bro. Like,
and he was a top 10 quarterback in the league while doing it.
You're saying those two seasons he won the Super Bowl?
In his career, I think
I would not call Eli Manning a top 10 quarterback. I'd call him maybe a top 20.
Let's see. You got
he led the league in interceptions three times.
Yeah, that's bad. But I think you got Peyton Manning,
his regular season rookies,
Phillip Rivers.
Me personally, I think Phillip Rivers was a better quarterback than Eli Manning.
Yeah, I'm naming guys that I think are better than him.
Okay.
Of that, like, time period.
And I also, you know what, and I'm going to say this right now, I'll be honest, Eli Manning lost all respect for me when he pulled that boy cry wolf move on draft day. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. They told him they're not. Don't
He's
draft
the reason
him.
Phillip Rivers ended up a Charger.
Yeah. I don't really.
I didn't like that, but.
I don't have an opinion, like a negative opinion on that. They're basically saying, like, that's what Deion and Shadur are going to do, like, depending on where
your team draft him. I don't like that either. I just, I mean, we can get to that later, but I'm sorry, dog. I'll be honest with you. I think Eli Manning just happened to be the quarterback on two of the, I can't think of another word, so I'm going to say two of the luckiest teams in NFL history. They somehow, some way got the David Tyree catch, and then they played the 16-0 Patriots, and for whatever reason, the Patriots just could not figure it out with Randy Moss that day. Eli Manning, he led the league in interceptions three separate times. His regular season record, it's middle of the pack. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I know it's middle of the pack. I truly do not believe Eli Manning was an elite player when he was in the league. I truly don't. He's going to get in because of his name, and he's going to get in because he has two Super Bowl wins over Tom Brady. He's going to get in. But me personally, I do not think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry.
I think he would be the only multiple-time Super Bowl winning quarterback that wasn't in.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because
I think winning a Super Bowl is just so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a person who gives the quarterback credit for that, but I think the way that the league works and the Hall of Fame works, a multiple-time Super Bowl winning quarterback is –
I mean,
gonna get in.
People are talking about Matthew Stafford as Hall of Famer now, which I don't know about that. But
well, I don't know about that.
I don't know. But
There's other factors that go into it.
I'm sorry.
I mean, like I said, like when you asked me, is that the sole reason? I think that is like the sole reason. Now, you also said because of his name.
Yeah,
I think that adds to it a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the Super Bowls are pretty much the only thing he has to bank on. But it is what it is.
Yeah. No, I don't think Eli Manning was an elite player. I don't think he deserves to be in that fraternity. That's just me. Yeah, I'm sorry, dog. I don't think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer.
Maybe they should wait a while.
They're not going to wait a while. Did you see the list that came out?
No, I didn't.
Who's on there? Eli's on there. Earl Thomas is on there. Luke Kuechly's on there.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Wait. For who? Who are you making that face? You don't think Luke Kuechly?
I think he was really, really good, but
Luke Kuechly was the best linebacker in the game for like a good 7-8 years. Patrick Willis made the Hall of Fame. He only played like what 9-10 years?
I think.
You think Patrick Willis was a Hall of Famer? I'm gonna say absolutely. And he didn't even win a Super Bowl. See, actually, that's the point right there, right? Look, Eli played, what, like 12, 13 years in the league? I mean, aside from the two Super Bowls, bro, what did he do? Honestly, what did he do? You look at guys like Patrick Willis, Luke Kuechly. They may not play in the league for like a long, long time, but, dog, they were so dominant at their respective positions when they were in the league. I mean, shoot, is Marshawn Lynch a Hall of Famer to you?
No.
No, to beast mode?
No.
Actually. Yeah, see, now one Super Bowl ring.
Should have been two.
Yes, it should have been two. Pete Carroll, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't give him the ball right there. I would say yes, actually, Marshawn Lynch is.
Yeah. No, I think Luke Kuechly.
Because I know Patrick Willis won at like Defensive Player of the Year and all that.
Dude, Luke Kuechly, I'm telling you.
I know he was good. I know he was. Luke Kuechly, he got a Defensive Player of the Year.
Luke Kuechly was the best linebacker in the game for a good 4, 5, maybe even 6 years, bro. Legit. The only thing that slowed him down was injuries towards the end a little bit. That was it. Luke Kuechly was him.
I want to pull up the list.
You got to think about it too. You know, Carolina back then, man, they had Cam Newton in his prime, Luke Kuechly. Who else they have? They have they had Christian McCaffrey for a short stretch. Isn't that crazy? The Panthers. How you go from that to where they're at now, man? that's crazy.
Fred, I see.
You pulling up the list right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I missed a few guys, but.
Eric Allen, cornerback. He played for the Eagles, Raiders. Yep. Jared Allen,
DN. Yeah, for the Vikings.
Yeah. Willie Anderson.
He was a tackle. Bengals, right?
Tackle. Anquan Boldin. I don't know.
You know what? Anquan Boldin, like early in his career, he was a dog, I will admit.
I just want to see what. His numbers kind of look like, yeah, because like I remember, like because that was we were young when he was like,
yeah, I just remember his name. I just remember him on the was it the 49ers?
He played for the Cardinals, Ravens, 49ers, and then
Lions. He played for the Ravens. Yeah, that's right. I was like, he played for the Ravens and the 49ers.
Receiver, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He played for 13 years and had 7,000 yard seasons.
7,000, okay.
Yeah. Had one double digit touchdown season. His career, he has 13,000.
Oh, Antonio, I think Antonio Gates is up for Hall of Fame. Gates now, he is definitely is Hall of Fame. Absolutely. That's, yeah, no. Like, top five tight end all time?
James Harrison, Rodney Harrison.
Ooh.
Torrey Holt, Steve Smith Sr., yeah. Terrell Suggs, yeah. Fred Taylor, yeah. Adam Vinatieri, yeah. Hines Ward, yeah. Reggie Wayne, absolutely. He wasn't before.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't know that.
That's interesting.
Darren Woodson, absolutely.
Former Cowboy.
Marshall Yonda.
Yeah, all-pro guard for the Ravens.
Literally, yeah. It's a pretty deep class.
Yeah. I just don't think Eli deserves it.
Because his first ballot is when you go in as soon as you're eligible. And yes. This is the first year he's eligible?
Yes.
Yeah, make him wait a few years,
Like, all those other guys you just listed off, they were dominant at their positions, bro. Right. I will never say Eli Manning was a dominant quarterback. I'm sorry. You won't even get – I'm sorry. If I'm feeling nice, I'll say Eli Manning was a decent quarterback. If I'm feeling nice. All right, so I'm.
I want to see some of his personal accolades if he has any.
Probably. I think he has like a few Pro Bowls. Again, he led the league in interceptions 3 times.
So it's 2-time Super Bowl, 2-time Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has like no accolades.
I'm telling you,
4-time Pro Bowler, Walter Payton Man of the Year, and then everything else is either in college or like New York Giants, number 10 retired. 3-time New York Giants Ring of Honor,
3-time league leader in interceptions. I'm sorry. Yeah,
he has the NFL record for longest touchdown pass. Let's see if he ever led the league in anything else. Other than interceptions.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Jesus Christ. What? The years he led were 20 interceptions, 25 interceptions, and 27 interceptions. He only had 18 touchdowns that season. At least the 25 interceptions, he had 31 touchdowns to offset.
So he almost pulled a Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
This is y'all's guy.
And then the year he won the Super Bowl, he threw 29 touchdowns to 16 interceptions.
What's his regular season record overall in his career?
117.
500? He's literally 500.
That's funny.
He's literally 500. Come on, man. I'm sorry. Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer, bro. I'm sorry.
How many winning seasons does he have? He played from 2004 to 2019, so 15 seasons. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, he has a lot. 5, 6, 7. 7 winning seasons.
Not a Hall of Famer.
And because you can't count his rookie year. Only started 7 games, but they were 1-6. And then his last season.
He got benched.
He only played four games, but they were 1-3.
Mm.
But he had plenty of seasons: 5-11, 3-12, 6-10, 8-8, 8-8.
Not a Hall of Famer in my book. I'm sorry, not sorry. Okay, getting back to relevant football. I wanted to ask you. Actually, you know what? We'll pivot because we're on the topic of MVP quarterbacks. Although the guy we're about to talk about, he actually is an MVP quarterback two times. He's going for his three-peat. I wanted to revisit Lamar's MVP campaign, man. I looked at his numbers. Lando, he has 25 touchdowns and 3 interceptions right now. Mm-hmm. And he's second in the league in passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lamar Jackson's the MVP right now.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
But, like, it's crazy because, like, his numbers right now destroy his numbers. Like he literally – he has more passing touchdowns this year right now than he did last year.
Yes, that's why I don't think he deserved last year's MVP.
Okay.
This year I would
– I think it's him, bro.
I wouldn't disagree at all.
I think it's him.
Because even, like, going into – well, before our last episode, we said if it was Derrick Henry, and if it wasn't Derrick Henry, it'd be was Lamar.
Lamar Jackson, yeah.
But I think – yeah, what he's doing, he is the driving force behind that team. So I would say it is Lamar.
And statistically, he's on pace to have his best passing season.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's absolutely Lamar Jackson. He's the best player in football right now. Like, to me, like right now, mm-hmm. it's Lamar Jackson.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm not no slight to Patrick Mahomes. All right, let me just say it right now. We all know what that man's capable of. And, I mean, Lamar Jackson, he's going to have to prove it come playoff time because you're going to have to see him. You're going to have to see him. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes real quick, I mean, I know you saw Buffalo head Kansas City, their first loss.
First loss of the season.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, the Bills, that was another team I was wrong about. I was in the wrong way. I thought they were going to be not that good this season. Being one of the best teams in the NFL, and I think that was a game that obviously we just agreed Lamar Jackson is the MVP, but that was a game that put Josh Allen in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
especially winning it that way he did, like
he outplayed Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He flat out outplayed Patrick Mahomes.
So if he wants to keep his name in that conversation,
just keep
doing what he did in that game.
Yep.
And, I mean, that would be a testament to how good he is.
That game-winning touchdown run was crazy.
Absolutely.
I mean, what else is there to say, man? Josh Allen, heck of an athlete. That's all I got to say about that. But, okay, we're talking about Kansas City. We're talking about Baltimore. We're talking about Buffalo. Who do you have right now as your top five teams in the league?
The Lions.
Okay. Is this in order?
Yeah, I can go in order.
Okay.
The Lions, the Ravens.
Okay.
The Chiefs, I guess. I still have them third. I know they just lost.
Yeah.
But it was their first loss of the season. The Eagles.
Okay.
And then the Bills.
I think
a team that is flying under everybody's radar right now, even though their record shows that, like, shouldn't be, is the Chargers. They only have three losses this season.
Hey, I told you. Those were my secret teams, too.
I feel like they're definitely doing very well right
mm-hmm.
now. I would have the Chargers over the Vikings right now.
Oh, absolutely. No. The Chargers are a sleeper team in the AFC, and the thing is – Jim Harbaugh, man. I'm saying that man knows what he's doing, bro. That man knows what he's doing. So I'm right there with you. I think they might be – for me, the Chargers and the Steelers, man, they're right there at like 6-7 for me in terms of top teams in the league. But for me personally, I think number one, I'll probably say – God. I guess I'll say Detroit. Number two, I'll say Baltimore. Number three, I'll say us. I'll say Philly. Number four, I say Buffalo. Number five, I say Kansas City. Six, I'll put the Steelers. Then seven, I'll put the Chargers. Golly, yeah, Kansas City. I mean, again, until proven otherwise, as long as Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, they have a shot every year.
Exactly. Like,
so they're going to stay in that top five every time. Josh Allen, he's, you know, so far having the best statistical season of his career, excuse me, in terms of not turning the ball over and whatnot. He only has a few turnovers on the season. Baltimore, we just spoke about it. They got the two MVP front runners in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Us, you know, obviously we're starting to find our rhythm. We got an MVP candidate in Saquon Barkley. Detroit, I mean, obviously they've looked the best for them. You know,
they've been the most consistent.
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, they've just been the most consistent team all year. Jared Goff bounced back from that 5-interception game to throw a 4-touchdown game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I think they got the best offensive coordinator in the game right now. Pittsburgh, you know, they're humming along with Russell Wilson. Their offense is getting unlocked with Mike Williams added to the mix. They already got a great defense. And, you know, we just talked about it with the Chargers, man. They got a young franchise guy in Justin Herbert, and they got a coach that knows what he's doing and knows how to coach winning football in Jim Harbaugh, man. No, Justin Herbert doesn't have a flashy wide receiver, but when I tell you he's throwing guys open, like – Ladd McConkey, he's like third in the league for like rookie receiving yards. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like he definitely has a target in Ladd. Quentin Johnston, their number one draft pick from last year, he's looked like he's finally showing up, ready to play. Their defense, they've always had good players on defense. It was just a matter of scheming because Brandon Staley didn't know what he was doing. So yeah, for me, those are the top seven teams right now. You know, for us in Philly, man, we play Baltimore in 2 weeks. We play Baltimore in 2 weeks, so that might very well be the game of the year. Dang. Okay, I think we ran that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Birds of the Rodeo. Mm-hmm. I'm Eric, your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo, man. Please like, comment, subscribe. As Lando always says, hit that notification bell on YouTube.
Got to know when we post, man.
Yes, sir. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, Twitter, whatever you call it.
His mama named it Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter.
Famous Muhammad Ali reference. If you don't know, look it up. Yeah, man. You can find us anywhere you can find podcasts. We're available everywhere, so there's literally no excuses.
No, nope. None at all.
We will catch y'all next week on a holiday week.
Yep. Thanksgiving. Y'all spend that time with y'all's families. Eat some good food.
Yep.
Help everybody. Wish everybody the best.
Yep.
Hope y'all have a great holiday.
What's your favorite holiday main course?
This is gonna be so. This might be the craziest thing.
I don't think so. What do you want to say?
Cranberry sauce.
That's your wait. Hold on, but like main course though, like the main meal.
My cranberry sauce. You think I'm not ask anybody in my family?
I'm talking about like
the main thing on my plate on Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce.
So not turkey, not ham.
I get turkey. I get ham, but that I come to Thanksgiving for the cranberry.
Are you
sauce.
A turkey or ham guy? I'm a ham guy.
They're equal because my dad, he deep fries our turkey.
Okay.
And it's like really good. So the I probably would be ham, but we go buy the ham.
From
like,
somewhere?
Yeah, it's already made.
Yeah.
So it is good, but I feel like the spin he puts on the turkey kind of like evens it out. So the turkey's really good. So I like both.
I get that. I like turkey, but I like ham better. I'm not going to lie.
I can understand that. Is that your favorite dish? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely, hands down, ham 1,000%.
No, that honey baked ham is pretty good.
It is.
I just get sick of it. My family's the type to, because we get the big old honey baked ham. My mom has always been make some ham sandwiches a week after Thanksgiving.
Leftovers can only be leftovers for like a day or two.
It's December 3rd, and I'm eating a ham and cheese sandwich with Thanksgiving ham. I was grateful though.
That's funny. Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoy your holidays.
Yeah,
spend
man.
That time with your loved ones.
Yep. And we will see y'all next week. Like Lando said, eat some good food. Enjoy the turkey. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the Black Friday deals. Enjoy the frantic Christmas shopping that's going to start. Enjoy the frantic Christmas decorating that's going to start.
Yep.
And all that fun jazz. But until then, we're signing off now, so adios.
Later.